There's mounting pressure for the New South Wales Disaster Recovery Agency to be abolished just 2 years after it was formed in the wake of the Black Summer bushfires. A state parliamentary inquiry into this year's catastrophic floods has recommended Resilience New South Wales should go, and an independent report is expected to make a similar recommendation. But as Eleni Soltis reports, supporters of the agency warn it shouldn't be treated as a scapegoat.
The disaster recovery agency Resilience New South Wales is 2 years old and already it's been put to the test.
A deluge hits northern New South Wales, tens of thousands told to leave their homes in Lismore overnight.
This is already the worst flood.
Soon after, a parliamentary inquiry was called and in its findings released this week, the message was clear on who would be taking the blame. Resilience New South Wales. Labor MP Walt Secord led the inquiry.
It just simply did not know what to do on the ground. There were demarcation disputes. Now, the mayor of Lismore said this. They treated the natural disaster as a 9-to-5 operation from a bureaucracy. Natural disasters are a 24/7 operation.
The inquiry's final report recommends that Resilience New South Wales, which is led by former Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons, should be abolished. But Greg Mullins, who is former Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, says the agency hasn't been given the chance to find its feet.
It was set up just after the Black Summer bushfires, the worst fires ever recorded in Australia. We had 11 times more homes lost during those fires than any previous bushfire disaster in New South Wales. So immediately they had to do the recovery for that. Then they had back-to-back flood events. They were involved in the COVID response. So as an organisation, they just haven't had time to hit their strips. They just haven't been able to get to the point where they can do the proactive resilience work. They're continually doing recovery work. And look, frankly, a lot of communities were hurt very badly. They felt abandoned and they're looking for someone to blame. And it looks like Resilience New South Wales might take a fall because of that.
In addition to the parliamentary inquiry, an independent investigation has also been conducted by Chief Scientist Mary O'Kane and former New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller. They are also expected to make a similar recommendation to dismantle the agency.
From my understanding, Resilience New South Wales is not about refuge and relief. It's about after the disaster, how do we get the community recovering and becoming resilient and prepared in case there's another one?
Chris Walters is the coordinator at the Cobargo Community Access Centre on the New South Wales South Coast. She's told ABC News Radio Resilience New South Wales had a strong presence in fire-affected communities like Cobargo during their recovery over the past 2 years, and she was shocked to hear there's mounting pressure for it to go.
Here's the thing, they're helping people, they're helping individuals as well as communities. They're visiting people's properties, they're supporting people and they're supporting communities. So they're doing both.
Dr. Alastair Stark is an Associate Professor of Public Policy at the University of Queensland. He's been watching the Upper House inquiry with interest. He says a series of major natural disasters in Queensland became defining moments for the state's agencies and how they operate today.
Since 2011, we've had more than 80 events that have had to be responded to. These can go from small-scale emergencies, which are still significant, to large-scale major events, Cyclone Yasi, Debbie, major floods, obviously, in 2011 and then this year. And when you have focusing events, it means you must continuously learn. The second thing is, and this does relate to Resilience New South Wales, we have separated in our disaster management arrangements resilience and recovery, which is done by the Queensland Reconstruction Authority, then emergency management, driven by the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, but with the support of the other blue light responders, and lesson learning, which is driven by the Inspector General for Emergency Management. That institutional configuration, it's connected and they share responsibility and they have a shared understanding and they achieve that in a variety of ways.
Alastair Stark says this was 20 years in the making for Queensland and Resilience New South Wales deserves to be given time to develop and learn.
Dr. Alistair Stark, being interviewed there by Eleni Soltis.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.